KOW Mobile.
At KO4 CEF.
Friday.
You?
Be going back for sure.
This time in the house. How's the wife doing?
Trying to go back today. And so she's not doing real bad, but she just really struggling to keep her fever down. It's like it comes and goes for a darn solid week.
Affect people so differently.
If you get the feeling better, and if you do anything at all, and then it just knocks you right back down.
And come back. It's either, I want to say it was Wednesday, and he worked maybe half a day, and then he just got to the point where he's like, oh, look, I feel dizzy. He said, I can't do it. And I said, he didn't know if he needed to go home or not. I'm like, man, if you can't work online and build cars, I'm going to have to send you home. So away he went, and he's been out. He was out yesterday. I don't know if he's going to come back today, so probably next week.
Found out yesterday she's got it. Said she felt like she got hit by a truck.
I really don't know. I've avoided it up to this point. It's got to come at some point.
Two maintenance guys right now.
Got several more weeks before it really peaks and comes back down.
They're saying it took them a month to really get their strength back.
Take people out. From home, or were you having to take it easy?
No, I was attempting to work from home, but it's like, man, it's hard to do what I do from home. I mean, you got to rely on other people to send you information and stuff like that. It just is really slow coming, and it's hard to do. A couple of days I had some stuff to do for beginning of the year. I had to make a bunch of blanket POs and stuff like that. So, I had a few things I could do. Most of the time I twiddled my thumbs.
Not that I really can work from home, but I've done it once or twice. Like if the wife was sick or had something she had to do, I don't get much of anything done. Which, of course, you can't manage the people from home, but the other stuff, you just can't get any information on. It's just not fast enough.
Yeah, the maintenance guys were dropping like flies, and we're down to two maintenance guys, and those were going to have to be the guys to feed me the information, and they're trying to do their job and somebody else's job, and they can't really, help me out, so it just goes downhill really quick.
I understand that. Like I said, I think I've got four or five people currently out with COVID.
We're going to be starting on this 5S stuff, and that's always fun.
That's always fun.
The first 2S is pretty quick, but it goes downhill after that.
We made it 6S and added safety onto it, which, usually doesn't mean a whole lot, so it's just do people work safe or is the environment safe, but yeah, it's fun. I love 6S.
Everybody will buy into it, right?
People on the floor to buy into it. Everybody else will buy, but, that's about it.
Up their mind about this snowfall, can they? They're pretty sure it's going to do something, though.
What's up in the air? It's back and forth, so I try not to pay that any attention, and I'm just hoping for one good one. Get us a good one, and I'm done. That's all I want.
12. I think we got a good chance to get it.
On that one, I'd love good 12 inches of snow.
What I'm saying, 12 to 18 or 12 to 20 up there where Patrick is.
Sure, that's great.
Up there and see him.
Tell me, after it snows, it was like, hey, come up here and go sled. I'm like, might have to think about that as long as the roads ain't bad.
And it's, the wind gusts are supposed to be 35 to 40 mile an hour.
Encourage you when it comes to the freezing rain, if we get any of that, because I know they've been back and forth about whether we're going to get any freezing rain.
Going to.
hurricanes mixed with high winds. Not gonna be fun.
My ex-neighbors, they're from up in Connecticut, and I told her yesterday morning, I said, you better go out to the grocery store and get stocked up because you won't be able to find none later. And then she says, man, you were right. It's like the grocery store was just empty.
We do. My wife was talking about putting in an order to go, you know, to pick it up. I said, if you want some stuff, I said, you better get to the store today. I mean, she'd already bought a couple things, but I'm like, if you want to go grocery shopping, you better go today, because most of it's going to be gone.
It was completely out of meat.
Give me a bit. All right, let's see. We got the kerosene can full. I went and had the wife fill up the gas can. That way, I can run the generator for a while. So, hopefully, if anything happens, well, I'm somewhat prepared.
On charge, KN4 TFW.
I'll probably need to charge him up. Last week before last, I can't remember when it was, I hooked the generator up, run a drop cord into the house, and I plugged my computer and radio and everything into it to see if I could run it. I could run it just fine. Lose power. I'm not worried about the heat or the hot water heater or refrigerator. I gotta have the radio run.
Things first, right?
Exactly what I was thinking. KO4CEF. Started on GMRS. I never expected her to really want to get on the radio at all. And I got the home base set up, and my truck I got where I can talk on it. And about the time I hit 26, that's whenever I can really start picking it up and make contact with the house simplex. And the last 2 days, she's called me on the radio as soon as I hit 26. I just thought it was hilarious.
And then I need to go ahead and break down and get my GMRS now that I got a radio that's capable.
I don't know how active the repeaters are. Like, I can only hit one of the repeaters that are around here, and that's the one on Crowder's. I can't hit the one on, you know, supposedly up near Caesar's Head. I can't hit the one in Greenville. I guess the repeaters are not in quite as good a location as the other ones are. And then some of them are, you got to ask for permission to use them, so...
No, I'm still here. I'm just navigating down Wade Hampton Boulevard, just seeing what's changed. I ain't been down here in a hot minute. It's probably been, I guess, 10 days now.
Not 10 days of Wade Hampton.
Yeah, and that, but that's about it. And I gotta fuel up tonight and make sure I got some.
Fuel this morning, paid $3.20 a gallon.
Down to 282. Diesel's 315 right here at Highway 80.
At Spartanburg, most areas in Spartanburg are 290-something, 299 for regular. And like I said, I paid 320 for diesel.
It's a holiday for me.
That's good. I was looking forward to it myself.
I think I'm getting new neighbors at the... First of the month, I think the landlord said that if somebody worked out at BMW.
I kind of, people that are buying houses nowadays, just how the market goes back down. Man, just think how upside down they are in their house.
On mine, on what, Wednesday next week and that, but it's, I'm going to get some money out so I can do some upgrades and that, my... House payment is going to be almost $300 less than what it is now.
For WZM.
Good morning, Daniel. KN4 TFW.
I'm going to head out to work. I have my radio in my truck, too, so I'll holler at y'all going down the road. I have a decent drive today. I'll be headed first to Greenville and then to Packlet. So I'll be on for a while. Give me a couple minutes. I'll be in the truck.
Got a little while on his trip.
Just for a minute.
line earlier.
Clear?
We're running behind today. I'm sitting in the parking lot now, just pulled up.
Looks like the same time to me.
Trying to get out of the truck between 5:30 and 5:40, you know, if I can get here in time.
If you can get there in time, right?
And, let's see, I'm trying to keep up, because, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays, our meeting moves to 6 o'clock. So, like, if it was today, then I would have to hurry up and get inside and get ready. But thank goodness it's not till 6:30 today, so I got a little bit of time.
Just get here. Hold on just a minute. KN4 TFW. KN4 TFW.
Stop and got a biscuit now.
Wanted a couple of sausage biscuits with jelly. How many would I want?
You need at least two.
He didn't quite understand that, I guess. It's some kids nowadays, they must not have taught that in school. Gotta wonder and say, did you really ask me that?
When I was, you know, 15 years old, and, you know, a lady comes in and she gives me the amount plus the additional change so she could get it the way she wanted it, you know, and to level it off. So it was a certain amount. It was like, so instead of giving her back pennies, she would only get like 10 cents or something. And that was the moment where I was like, okay, I can't just rely on this stupid register all the time. And you still see kids are the exact same way today, where if you try to get it to knock out a certain balance, or you give them 2 cents, or you get a quarter back, it'll just blow their mind.
Before how much I get back?
T-Mobile.
What a day.
Y'all excited about this weekend?
You're not going to be hauling any salt, are you?
Down.
On the road.
Giraffe. One setting up like this. They were, I was living over in Georgia, and they, you know, they couldn't make up their mind what the snow was going to be and everything. And they finally settled on about 3 to 5, and 22 inches later.
Absolutely, and that's fun. Fun times were had by all.
Tell me that, there's comparing this to the storm of 1980 something. I don't remember what it was then, but it's supposed to be really bad.
And guess what? Put it on my Explorer, so it's now all set to go.
A week later, the trees were still down on my road, and the snowplow never even showed up at our town. It snowed so much it closed the interstate between Chattanooga and Atlanta for 3 days.
I've been down for a while up here.
Fingers crossed.
Ability, because, I mean, I don't know, you know, they've been salting the roads and everything. If we get any rain or anything before that, it's going to wash it all away.
Funny.
But when you get out on the roads, they've been spraying. Time for me to say 7-3. I need to start walking on in the plant. So y'all be safe out there on the road today, and hopefully maybe we'll holler at you this evening. If not, y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy the snow, and hope we'll be back on the radio Tuesday. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
KJ4WDM 73. See you, man. Have a great one at work, and I'll be calling the net tonight.
Andrew, hope you have an awesome day, and I hope you get all the snow you're looking for, and you guys enjoy it. KN4 CFW, be safe. Good day, Daniel.
Bobby and Packlet.
Everybody, my work is off of Gossett Road over there.
I'm picking up gravel from the quarry and running it across town to, I'm trying to remember the name of it, but Gossett Road sounds extremely familiar.
Yeah, that'd be exit 80.
All right. Yeah, I'll probably go right by you.
So those long hauls, and now you're on the short hauls home every night, right?
I eventually change that up again. They do some long haul type stuff, but they've had me in a dump truck lately. They didn't have dump truck experience, so they put me in a dump truck, and they took a guy who had only run dump trucks, but had his Class A, and they put him in the semi-truck. They swapped us up now for the past few months. I like running flatbed semi.
There. And then they got all automatics, or they still got some manuals out there?
Except for this truck. This truck is an automatic, and I hate it.
This is the other day where all the truck dealerships are out of new models. They won't have any more new models this year.
I need to find me a somewhat newer one with a broke engine and buy that. I got a buddy of mine who's letting me have his engine and transmission for $5,000. So I could buy one extremely cheap because it won't run. It'll just be a body and a chassis and stuff. If I can buy me one like that, it's in good shape with no engine, no transmission, pick it up for, I'd say, a few $1,000s, but it'd probably run me about $30,000 for what I'm looking for because of what model I want. If I can find me one of them, then I'll have me a $90,000 truck for about $35,000-$40,000.
I know, man, out here at work, we struggle to find people to pull containers.
I get my Twit card in the mail at the end of the month. How much do y'all pay for that?
They broker it through a couple of different port companies or whatever, but man, we always got containers going out. You're hauling to Charleston or Wilmington. Once in a while, they take them just to the yard up there in Charlotte.
Not bad. Pretty interesting. Yeah, I went and did my hazmat test and passed that the other day. So now I'll have tanker, double, triple, hazmat, and Twit card. So I'm all set to go.
Congratulations. You'd be surprised how many drivers they send to us in Ware Chemical Plant, and they don't have a hazmat license. Or if you're hauling those 300-gallon containers, and that it is liquid, and that I guess you got to have a tanker endorsement to haul them too. So, I mean, we're always having to turn truck drivers away.
That's crazy and that's sad, but I don't set myself up. With the credentials that I have the ability to make a lot more than I am now, like multiple times, almost exponentially more than what I am now. So as soon as I get all my card stuff in the mail and my endorsement put on my license, I'm good to go. They do a background check, but the background check takes some months to clear, and I'm 2 weeks done the wait, and I got another 2 weeks to go.
Good to be back at work today. They've had me off for 10 days with COVID, and I hate working from the house.
Looks like you'll be working from the house next week.
Monday is a holiday, so hopefully maybe it'll all be done by Monday afternoon and they get it all cleared up for Tuesday.
Me too.
Right now, is we're down to two maintenance guys. Everybody else is out with COVID. Yeah, there was four of us called out on the same day.
Got COVID at my work every now and then, too. Bossman was out with it recently. I got COVID one time, and I haven't had it since.
There was one right here, boy. I mean, I only had it for about 24 hours and that, but, man, Mama's been down a week with it.
I'm going to drive through this parking lot over here, and if I don't see the person I'm looking for, I'm going to have to make a phone call down here and run them out to Packlet with me because they have not been out there, and I don't see them, so I got a phone call to make. Hang on 1 second. KJ4WZM. I'm going to hop out of here real quick. I'm over at QT, and I'm going to get me something to eat and get me a coffee real quick. I'll be back on in a few minutes. You still going to be around?
So I'll say 73. You have an awesome day, and drive safe, and look forward to catching you later. KN4TFW.
Good one. KN4TFW, KJ4WZM. 73, see you. I'll ask you later on down the log.